studios located in the rock capital of the world. Cleveland, Ohio. It's the VR2 Show. Vintage Rock Radio. Brought to you by the University of Findlay and VR2's flagship radio station, WLFC FM. Here's Mike Eunice and Chris Krause.
Chris, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm coming.
Come on, quickly.
Lickety-split, here
it's
I come.
Time to play records from...
Oh, I know. I've got my case. I'm ready to rock. I've chosen some really great records.
We're ready to rock the house from the basement, as we always do.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I found a great box of records that were hiding in the basement here, and I think that I've picked out some great ones.
I picked some good ones, too. I actually think maybe I picked a few that may stump you. Maybe.
You probably have, which
maybe.
Is okay.
We'll see.
But it's only a brief stumping, because my mind always does come back. I remember.
Eventually. Over and over again, he remembers.
That's right. We have the return of the Bubblegum Classic this week.
Oh, that one's yours.
It is, and I'm loving it, and I think the crowd will, too.
Okay, we'll
We've got
see.
The third week of our Soul Train Classic, our salute to Don Cornelius.
My fave.
We will be redeeming your fluffy song with a little rock redemption.
Well, okay. Call it fluff.
It's fluff. It's okay. Fun fluff. And we will turn on the VR2 GPS and locate some lost hits.
Yeah, but this one's a good one. This last one is just amazing.
I agree.
Like your last week one was amazing.
That's right.
Dude, you're on the climb for great music.
Thank you. You too. And also, we will end our show with a really great peace song, very symbolic, and, you know, one that probably you... we'll have lots to say about.
Big surprise.
So let's get going. I am going to drop the needle on the first one.
Oh, okay.
Here it goes. This is a great one.
Yes, it is.
And, wow, it's 100 proof.
1970.
Somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
Okay.
On VR2.
Another bubblegum classic on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never. Tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what you do. hope I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing
to recycling rock radio's legendary years 65 through 85. Trip with Mike and Chris aboard the Soul Train as they salute music industry legend Don Cornelius with this soul and R&B classic on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Ow!
how good it was when you were here. And it ain't the one that I've been drinking. For once I feel my head.
From the basement. Yeah. So, hey, what do you think of this one, The Dells?
I love it. It's such a great song. 1971.
Right. It's about post-love, the love we had.
Is that what it's about?
It's the afterglow.
Really?
Well, not quite.
I kind of sort of think that this guy's just inspired by her memory and her smile. This is a Chicago group, you know, Mike.
And it is our Soul Train salute to Don Cornelius.
Yeah, you know what? It's a wonderful salute. It's such a good, heart-torn, melodic, and sensuous, really, when you think about it.
A lot of bands had that husky vocalist. And, you know, again, this takes me back to, like, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and the Temptations and the Four Tops, when that lead singer just had all that power.
Well, and you know, they had to have a scale of singers. They had a tenor, mm-hmm. they had a bass, and you know, everybody got to actually sing.
Everybody got their turn, yes.
Yep, that's what was really cool about it.
That
but this
so
is
doesn't happen anymore.
Well, no, it doesn't, because it's all sort of technology now. I don't know what it is right now. But I know that this was an R&B top 10
yeah.
on the R&B charts.
Yes.
And it's a great love song.
Yes.
You know, really, this is pure magic. Memories of you are everywhere, is what he says in the lyrics. It's mm-hmm. such a great tune.
It is. It's a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, another kind of a forlorn, kind of a sad, you know, after the lovin' kind of song from Naked Eyes.
This was an interesting song from 1983. number 8 on the charts. It's kind of a catchy tune, don't you think?
Well, I love the synthesizer. And for, you know, I'm not even sure what they say. I know they say, always something there to remind me. But the synthesizer then continues to say that I don't have you. Is that what it's saying? I have to listen very close.
Well, you know, now that you're talking about it, I am going to have to listen a little more closely. But I have a little tidbit of information for you about this song, my friend.
Go.
Guess who wrote this song?
If it is Burt Bacharach.
It absolutely is. I love when you choose a Burt Bacharach song because you really like him. Right. And you don't even know that you do. But we're going to learn you.
Well, it's fine if they keep him in the wings. Don't put him on stage.
This is a classic rock, good feeling kind of a tune. Written by Burt Bacharach, of course.
Not sure I would pick it again or that I even like it anymore.
You know what, Michael? We are as old as classic rock. Do you realize that?
You're scaring me now.
I know, right?
Well, why not?
And you know what? Dionne Warwick did this song back in 1968.
I remember her doing the song.
And you forgot or you would have never chosen it.
I forgot that she was so, you know, stuck on Burt.
Well, no. He was stuck on her.
I know. But, before that, we were popping and chewing some bubble gum. Maybe you weren't, but I was.
What's this bubblegum tune?
This is I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight, Boise and Hart.
Yeah, this is one of your favorites. This actually was number 8 in 1968. And you know, Tommy Boise and, it was a good song.
Yes.
According to Rolling Stone, they wrote more than 300 songs.
These guys, I know.
They were staff writers for, I don't know, Don Kirshner Publishing or something.
This is the one they did for themselves, or one of maybe a half a dozen or so that actually hit the charts. And yes, they are categorized by some as bubblegum.
They also wrote this song for Partridge Family. They wrote music for them as well. And you know what else? They wrote music for the TV show The Monkees.
I remember that, yes.
So I wonder who she's doing tonight. No?
I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Who she's doing tonight. But anyway, okay, so this is Sunshine Pop. I don't refer to it as bubblegum. I know you do.
Okay. No, you know what? I can go for that.
Okay.
It's an AKA.
I can go for that. That's the name of a song.
Yeah, and a great song by Hall & Oates.
That's a good one.
But we kicked off this little set with a really powerful shot of 100 proof, and somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
Yeah, you know what? And Aged in Soul, 100 proof, Aged in Soul. You know, I don't know how it is in your bed, but this is a funk soul group from Detroit in 1969. And it was put together by Motown team, Dozier and Holland.
Yep.
They signed with Hot Wax.
You say Dozier and I say Dozier.
I say Dozier.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's the French or
it
whatever.
Is, yeah. You're
and,
so
you
French.
Know, the brother of Levi Stubbs was in this group, Joe Stubbs.
Well, my favorite record label, Hot Wax.
Hot Wax.
At least for design.
Anyway, these producers and songwriters, Holland and Dozier, they left Motown is what they did. And then they produced an awful lot of songs. Like they produced the Supremes, the Four Tops. These guys were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ça va bien. So we will move forward and grab the next set of music. And Boogie from the Basement, coming up right after this. And don't forget, Chris.
What?
We will have contestant number 2 in our contest.
You know what? Somebody could win $20,000.
That's right, Chris. And that will happen right after this. So stick with us on VR2.
The VR2 Show is about to make 2012 a whole lot greener. Listen to Mike and Chris this week during the VR2 Show or log into www.vr2show.com now to learn how you could win $20,000 in cash exclusively from this station and VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Recycling 20 of the greatest years in music radio, 1965 to 1985. That's VR2. Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2 and a song about you, Chris.
What?
She's not another woman.
You know, yeah, okay.
Would you drop the needle?
I absolutely will. Here we go.
Ooh, come on. Come on.
Okay, well, maybe.
Eighth day on VR2. She's not just another woman.
woman, she's not, no, no, she's not just another woman, she's not, no, no, she's given me a newborn birth, a fine sweetness on this bitter earth, she knows the things to say, to help my troubles away, and when the words she say won't do, she'll try a kiss or two. And if a kiss that fail to move me, she'll take a little time to soothe me. She's mine, mine, mine. She knows how to console me. She's mine, mine, mine. She knows how to control me. I don't want nobody talking about my baby. Nobody talking about my baby. I never thought I'd find another who gave me more love than my own mother. She's not just another woman. She's not, no, no. She's not just another woman. She's not, no, no, no. She taught me the meaning of giving. She brought me back from the dead to the living. From a one-room dirty shack, she washed the clothes on my back. She's got electrifying loving, as warm as a mother's oven. Don't know where she gets her power. Her love gets stronger by the hour. She's mine, mine, mine. She knows how to console me. She's mine, mine, mine. She knows how to control me. Listen, she's not just another woman. She's not, no, no, no. She's not just another woman. As a sister and brother, she's done things for me I couldn't ask of my own father. I believe her love could stretch from one end of this earth to the other. Let me tell you, she's not just another woman. No, no. Oh, she's not just another woman. No, no. She's not just another woman.
Celebrating the greatest music ever recorded.
Suddenly, the wheels are in motion, and Love my eyes were open
Right? We're just playing records.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the stars in the sky and a girl flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Yeah! When I look into your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the birds.
VR2, and it's time to get just a little uncomfortable with the topic of our last song.
You know, making honey is a lot of fun.
Making honey. With the birds and the bees.
That's exactly right. And the flowers and the trees and the moon up above.
And a thing called love.
When I look into your
okay. Well, we heard the song, so that's enough. But hey, yeah. Jewel Aiken.
Yeah, 1965 for this one. Sold over a million and went gold with this, Michael.
Back then, did the parents like restrict their children from listening to the song?
Yeah, a lot of people actually did. But one thing I know about Jewel, his mentor was Sam Cooke. I always get a big smile when I hear the song, and like I said, I know all the words. I just love the big brown-eyed songs about women with big brown eyes. Anyway, this was a more simple time and a more peaceful time.
Yes.
You know?
It sure was.
And he toured with the Monkees. The Monkees come up again.
The Monkees. You know, we hadn't talked about them at all on the VR2 show, and now they seem to be popping up every week.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay.
It was okay.
Before that, we redeemed you with, you know.
With what?
A rock song.
A very good rock song.
Procol Harum.
Whiter Shade of Pale from 1967.
Yes.
This really was like on UK number one and in the US number five. You know, there's something about two people in a relationship is what this is all about. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I can assume. Here's the thing about this band is they had many, many, many versions of all of their songs because they performed with so many different orchestras.
You're right, they did. And one of the interesting things about this song, if you listen really closely, he actually does, Keith Reed here, he does a bar or two of Bach in this.
Yes.
It just kind of happened while they were playing the song. It just happened.
This
pretty
was
cool.
This was the band that really, I think, kicked off bands like Moody Blues and the rest that were orchestras and big, big, full orchestration was part of the production.
Yeah, very interesting.
Before that, we heard your fluffy song.
My fluffy song is a beautiful song. Olivia Newton-John and Cliff Richards.
And Cliff Richards, big English dude, marginal hit here in
the States. 1980.
Yeah.
You know, for this, and it was like number 8 on the charts, but this was written for the movie musical Xanadu, but this one bombed. She was actually in this.
Yes.
It did bomb, but the soundtrack was created with ELO and was a hit, believe
yeah,
it or not.
That is interesting because I think the flip is usually what happens. The movie's a hit, the soundtrack is not.
Yeah, and then it's opposite. But this is just a beautiful duet. Her voice is amazing in this. It's very enchanting.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John is one of those perfect vocalists. She's got perfect pitch. She's got a beautiful voice. And, you know, just like Karen Carpenter and Doris Day and before them, you know, their voices are flawless.
I know. And this is a fabulous love song. And whenever I think of Olivia Newton, you're going to laugh. I always think of Pac-Man because she was around at the same time that Pac-Man was on. I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Before that, we started off with a song from Eighth Day, and She's Not Just Another Woman.
No, she's not just another woman. This was number 11 in 1971, and it was written again by Holland and Dozier. At the same time,
Dozier,
that somebody's been sleeping in my bed. It was written at the same time. But, Michael, they did not want to interfere with the success of Somebody's Been Sleeping in My Bed. So they released it under a different label, same owners, same group, and they released it on Invictus Records under a group name of Eighth Day.
Yep.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
The song became a hit. It went gold and sold over a million, for goodness sakes.
It's a knee slapper and a finger clicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song.
I love it.
Well, we are moving through the show quite nicely, and we are about to embark on some really great tunes in the next set. Plus,
good records coming up.
We're going to give away some cash.
Money, 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 money. Yeah.
Yep. So stick with us. We'll be back right after this.
Time to play VR2's Greatest Years in Music Radio sweepstakes. Just guess the correct date between January 1st, 1965 and December 31st, 1985. And you could win up to $20,000 in cash. Now, here's Mike and Chris with today's contestant.
So, Chris, are you excited?
You know, I'm very excited. Somebody may win $20,000.
And we have randomly drawn, drum roll please.
How's that?
Mary. How do you say that last name?
Mary Nabhani. Nabhani.
Okay. She's our next contestant in the Greatest Years in Music Radio. Our little $20,000 giveaway. So we're going to call her now. Here we go.
Ain't nothing little about 20 grand Ola.
No, there really isn't.
And she's from Hawthorne, California.
That's exciting.
I think.
All the way across the country. Transcontinental interest in our little show.
I love it.
This
is so exciting.
It is.
You know, I want to ask her. Well, you'll hear what I'm going
to
ask her.
You might not have anything to ask her because I don't know if she's going to answer
What's
the phone.
What's going on? It's ringing a lot.
But, you know, if she doesn't answer, we are going to have to draw for her. And you can pretend you're Mary.
Well, you know, the
Why
rules.
Why don't you do that?
I can do that. The rules indicate that we have to play the game.
Yep.
And as part of those rules, she's already entered her guess.
Yep.
We know what the guess is. We just don't know what the answer is yet, if she's won or not. So we still have to play.
Okay, so do you want to play,
Mary? Please leave your name and a phone number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay.
So, Chris, since Mary's not answering, how would you like to be Mary?
Like a little role play or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I could do that.
Okay.
It'd be kind of fun.
So, answer the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. This is Mike Yunus and Chris Krause from the VR2 show.
Who are you? Oh, no, I know who you are. I have your autographed pictures, and you guys are amazing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we have chosen your name in our Greatest Years in Music contest to win 20 grand.
$20,000. I'm so excited.
It could be you.
It could be me. It should be me.
So,
yeah.
Chris, Mary,
Mary.
What is your guess?
Well, Mary, myself, I have chosen August the 19th, 1974.
All right. You ready to play?
I'm excited to hear. So, right. Yes, I'm ready to play. I'm ready to win.
Okay. Hold on to your seat, Mary.
The winning date is
December
15th,
1975.
Oh, Mary.
No. Well, that's a disappointment. But you know what's not disappointing?
What, Mary?
Well, that you guys are as exciting to listen to as you are. And I am very happy to be part of the VR2 $20,000 cash sweepstakes giveaway.
And we will put your $20 in a gift card and send it off to you for that comment.
Right. I'm looking forward to your consolation prize.
We do have a consolation prize for you. It is on its way, plus an autographed picture of Chris and myself. So,
that's too funny. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. And it is unfortunate that Mary didn't get to play, but Chris, you did a great role
Really? Okay.
And now,
yeah,
we will get back into the music. Until next time, keep registering for our contest.
Yeah.
Get to www.vr2show.com, look for the entry blank, and you could be the big winner. All you have to do is guess the date between January 1965 and 1985.
December 31st, 1985.
Exactly.
So you could win $20,000.
So stay with us and keep listening to your favorite radio station and this show.
And your favorite personalities.
Chris, VR2.
Be listening next week for your chance to win. Log into www.vr2show.com for official contest rules exclusively from this station and VR2. Vintage Rock Radio. Recycling the greatest years in music radio. 1965 to 1985. That's VR2.
You're back in the basement groove with Mike and Chris on VR2. They're just playing records.
Taking off.
located another lost hit from vintage rock radio years, 1965 to 1985. Prepare to turn up the radio.
Doing our part to save the planet, recycling the world's best music, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
You got those big dark eyes that flash at me, baby.
We are here back in the basement playing the records, and this is the way we do it. We play songs that you stop and you have to say, wow, where's that been? And boom, there it is.
You know, where did you find this song?
Well, I used to follow Fleetwood Mac, and he is a solo Fleetwood Macker.
Yeah, he sure was. He was a former member of Fleetwood Mac, no question about it.
It's a feel-good song, mm-hmm. one that I think...
it's good for dancing.
Yes,
like
it's
said.
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It came from a dance era.
It did, disco.
Disco
was a happening thing at that time. But I love, you know, actually Lindsey Buckingham replaced Welch, mm-hmm. believe it or not, as the guitarist. So
not
that's
a bad
cool.
replacement, because he really did take that band through the stratosphere. But, right?
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. Fleetwood Mac in 1970, but really great song. I love it. Like I said, number 19. Nice
yep.
find, Mike.
Thank you. And before that, we were dancing and shaking with Rick Astley.
Never going to give you up for 1987.
Imagine.
87.
Yeah, imagine you would go,
87.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. This is our 7-song stretch out of order.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So, that's fine. It doesn't matter where the song gets played in the sequence.
Uh-huh.
The fact of the matter is...
You
it's
got a
still,
stretch.
It's a stretch, and it has come out of the years of 1965 to 1985.
Well, yeah, 1987 was a great year for this song, but, you know... This song actually had 45 million hits on YouTube, Michael.
Oh, don't try to make it up
no,
to
no,
me.
No, I'm telling you, this is a catchy song. It had 45 million hits. But I think that had something to do with the fact that people actually Rick-rolled each other. In other words, they took their the URL and they mm-hmm. sent it to somebody, and somebody would click on it, and boom. Rick Astley would come up, and that
wow.
was kind of a hip thing to do for a while.
That's kind of interesting.
So you might be Rick Rolled, ladies and gentlemen, and be part of the 45 million hits on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you snuck this one by me. 7th song stretch, now in our 10th song of the show.
It's quite the stretch, folks.
I know, but that's okay. I'll let you get by at this one.
Okay, well, good. I love getting away with this stuff.
And kicking off the set,
uh-huh.
the Osley Brothers and...
And This Old Heart of Mine.
Great song.
It's a fabulous song.
A lovely song from Motown.
One of the better ones. You yep. know, one of the first ones.
You bet. Yeah.
I know that it was originally written by Motown hitmakers. Again, Holland and Dozier. Here they
Dozier.
Are.
Dozier.
Dozier. Oh, it's really funny. This is early Motown without question. These guys just kept producing one soul gem after another.
Yeah.
It just went on and on. It was just such a great song. This Old Heart of Mine was number 12, Mike, in 1966.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, and it was Isley's first single for Motown. So anyway.
Yep.
Very nicely done. I love the sax in this too, by the way.
Absolutely. And it brings us to the end of our show.
Which brings us to the greatest moment that we have that we can offer to our audience.
Our peace moment. But we will also take a moment to give thanks to the University of Findlay and Chris Underation and the boys back at WLFC for being our flagship station.
Oh, and you
station.
Know what? You really should go online and see who Chris Underation is because he's such a handsome dude. And he's giving us a fantastico testimonial.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're pretty happy to... Pretty excited to have it. Thank you, Chris.
Yep. So do that and get on the website for a host of other fun things.
$20,000 cash opportunity.
Register to win today.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll be back right after this with our peaceful conclusion on VR2.
Mike and Chris are back riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard.
Okay, Chris, it's time for you to hit us all with a little peace.
Well, I had the opportunity to choose this one, New World Comin' by Mama Cass Elliott from 1970. This was number 4 on the charts, Mike. And I really like her voice. She's really in a league all her own, in my considered opinion. She was also a member of the Mamas and Papas, as you recall. Her voice is amazing. It's easy, it's clean, it's energetic. And now a little bit about the song. A New World Comin' was originally written by Weill and Mann, those gifted, influential writers that are responsible for countless hits over the last 40 years. We won't go into them, because this is really about Mama Cass. The title alone of this song tells the story. As a kid, actually, this came out during a time of 1970 when everything was highly influential and political. In 1970, the U.S. troops invaded Cambodia. In May 1st, on May 4th, 4 students at KSU were slain by the National Guardsmen, demonstrating and protesting against Cambodia. And then 100,000 people demonstrated in Washington, D.C. against the Vietnam War. So as a kid, I was suddenly completely aware, beyond the typical TV of Dallas, All in the Family, the death of Hendrix, the death of Joplin, suddenly I was vulnerable to TV news. And, you know, the affairs of what was going on globally and, you know, it was really scary. It was very violent and it was filled with a lot of unrest. Anyway, then I hear this song sung by Mama Cass, a familiar, comforting artist that I was very familiar with her music. Her message rang loud and clear with me. This is kind of an epiphany for me. There is a new world coming. We all hope for a better world. As a kid, this song evoked in me the awareness of peaceful energy. If you think differently, the outcome could be different. The message was about the possibilities, not the negative in your face stuff. So if you think differently, change your perspective and watch the positive energy. Have a place to do its universal magic and have a place to live. The good stuff was happening at the same time as the negative stuff during those years. In truth, in 1970, it was the first Earth Day. So all that other stuff is going on, and Earth Day is happening for the first day. That same year, the U.S. and the U.K. lowered their voting age to 18. So the 100,000 people demonstrating actually made its mark. The message in this song is as uplifting as her voice and is as relevant now in 2012 as it was 40 years ago in 1970. There is a new world coming. Our hope lives in the message we share with our children and the example that we show them. This is a simple, singable message, peaceful, heartfelt. There is a new world coming. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love.
Yo mama.
Yo mama Cass.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yes, that was perfect. Yes, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
You know, the whole motherly earth kind of thing and peace, it all comes together.
We were all reaching for it at that time.
And
I was a kid.
Perfectly put. Thank you. And so, I will offer peace to your mama and your papa by saying VR2.
peace to you.
Have a great week. We will definitely see you next time. Thanks.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new
is listening.